Let's talk about Raised by Wolves episodes 7 and 8, Faces and Masks. Mother knows who Marcus is, threatens to expose him, at one time starts shouting, and nobody believes her, or do they? Campion gets thrown in a hole. Well, not really a hole. He's shut up in one of the silos, and he sort of gets helped into an escape. Marcus is now wooed over to the Mithraic side because he keeps hearing the voices, and now he's dominating Sue, who tries to escape with Paul to get away, but he stops her, and Mother experiences what she believes to be malfunctions, and then escapes to the wreckage to try to get a doctor to fill her with fluid, and turns out she's got a baby somehow.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I had 15 minutes left on this one before we ran out of time, but that's what I assumed. They kept referring to it as like an anomaly of a mass that's inside. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel it kicking. Well, what do you suppose that means? It's good.
We only have 2 episodes left. Mm. This series built up a lot of trust with me that, you know, the rules are the rules, right? And so there's an explanation for everything. But we still don't know why we're seeing the dead girl. We still don't know why Marcus is hearing voices. We still don't know what that big thing is out in the desert. And now we have another mystery that somehow Mother has a silicon baby inside her. So it's pushed me to the edge of credulity to be like, you better have explanations for these things, because what I feel was set up was the Mithraics believe things happen because of spirituality, and the atheists believe there's an explanation, and there's an underlying explanation for all of that so far. And we have 2 episodes to resolve that. Now I'm starting to feel skeptical that they will either resolve it with explanations, or maybe just tilt towards being like, and it was magic and spirituality the whole time.
Yes to everything you said. And I'm going to hand everything over to Bryce because he knows more than I do. I do rather like the complete parody. I love the hypocrisy of Marcus and Mother just flat out saying, you're a liar. No, you're a liar. Also, we're both on the same team. But are we both lying in the same way? Who's the better liar or whatever? There is something to that. And it was emotionally a dark moment when Campion looks left, looks right, realizes, hey, man, no matter what I do, this is going to be a Mithraic world. Sure, I'll say the words, put the water on my head, whatever. Glances over, and what breaks him is seeing a tombstone, a gravestone used, you know, to build the church.
Yeah, they desecrated the graves of his dead siblings to build the church. Yeah.
That was a good fairly moment. Powerful to me.
Yeah, I like that too.
What I'll say, I have seen the show. I'm not going to, I don't think that this is a spoiler. What I would say is, I don't believe that this is painted to be a miniseries. We know that they've just started production on season 2. And so, Tom, to some of your concerns, I would say that. but it has been interesting. I think the moment that I believe you pointed out, Brian, where Mother and Marcus are kind of having, like, it's a really great moment where you realize, oh, these characters are the exact same person, right? They originally were for one faction, and then through however means, right, being reprogrammed or being doing the plastic surgery and going on the arc, have switched sides, and their allegiance is shaky, right? It's unsure.
It's stated out loud as being identical, but in their hearts is very different. Whatever heart an alien or android can have.
Sure. Just character profile wise, I mean, they're the same. They're the opposite sides of the same coin, right?
Right.
They both go through the same journey, and I think that was something that I had missed. But it's really interesting. The other thing that I'll say in terms of the mystery here, in terms of speculation, one thing I didn't notice until rewatching it with y'all this time was. They mentioned at one point that the Mithraics had technology based on their scriptures that they had found, right? Am I remembering this right? I believe they say at one point, like, the tech that the Mithraics have was actually stuff that was encrypted in the scriptures that they found.
Yeah, right.
Which was really interesting.
They have been very, very clear that, like, those dumb, stupid atheists, they'll never catch up to our tech. Our tech is better. But
the necromancers are a Mithraic technology.
There is a direct reference to, they don't know how their stuff works. They decrypted it, the design, but they don't know where it comes from.
Which I thought... Oh, I did not remember that, or maybe catch that in the first run mm-hmm. watch through. But that kind of opened up the doors, I think, on what can happen on the Mithraic side. I'm interested to see how you guys think next week when we kind of wrap this season up, because it's a really good mystery, and I'm gonna say that. Just to put it in plain text, a lot of stuff is not going to be solved next week. It's not going to be hand waved away either, I think.
Regarding these two episodes, I'm assuming that Father doesn't get just suddenly rebooted and become awesome.
I actually want to focus on that. Like, Father's got a little twitch in his finger that they're very clearly signaling is more than just a twitch in his finger.
Right.
And his arm is doing things that he doesn't seem to be in control of, including saving people's lives.
Right. Explain that.
What'd you think about it?
Okay. So I'm going to guess that in the last 15 minutes, which I'm about to watch as soon as we wrap up.
That does not resolve now.
Okay. All right. Still good. I hate leaning on this, but there's no such thing as a bad episode, but there is some least best.
You could just say this was your least favorite episode of Raised by Wolves. You don't have to couch it.
These two are my least favorite in that they're just sort of dangling. Like, they already set up the idea of, like, okay, what's this ghost of one of the kids? What's the ghost of Saul that's in Marcus's mind? You know, everybody hearing?
I don't need answers to that stuff. I need a few more clues that I could use to weave a theory about why it's happening.
Right, right.
I think that's what's frustrating me.
Just a little bit of progression is all I'm asking for.
Right now it feels like, oh, he's just hearing Sol's voice. Like, you know, I'm like, okay. I mean, if that's all it is, I guess that's what it'll be. But, you know, and maybe the clues are there and I just haven't picked up on it.
Although I did like the fact that they said out loud, hey, you do realize that almost certainly... yes, we're on the edges of space and there's only, you know, one ship from each faction here, but that can't be how it's going to be forever.
No, I like that
too. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for saying that out loud. Yeah.
Gives you a little more uncertainty. Well, anything else on Raised by Wolves?
No, but I do love that you just coined the word uncertainty. That's great.
I just said that gives you more uncertainty,
but I heard uncertainty, which is even better. Yeah.
That's Raised by Wolves, episodes 7 and 8.